Hello there, and I welcome you to this abbreviated edition of iWake. Today is Labor Day, September 3rd, 2012, and today's show, I'm just going to cover one topic that is on my mind, something that I just want to share with you guys before the time has passed or whatnot. But I noticed as I was updating apps the other day that Avid Studio for iPad, the $5 app that surpasses iMovie in many, many ways, and in my mind, is actually a better app than iMovie for iOS, is no longer going to be available. Avid Studio is getting sold off to Corel. So here's what's happening. Avid Studio is being discontinued for iPad, the $5 app that many of us paid for, including myself, to alleviate the concern that many have, including myself, of their $5 investment being thrown down the toilet. Corel has graciously decided to offer the app for free in this introductory period. So if you're listening now, I'd highly, highly, highly encourage you, even if you don't have an iPad yet, go to iTunes, go to the App Store, search for, or even Google this, Pinnacle Studio, and you'll find this now Pinnacle Studio for iPad app, which I'm guessing will be $5 and maybe more when it goes out of this introductory period. But Pinnacle Studio is the exact same app that we had with Avid just a little while ago. So Pinnacle Studio is Avid, Avid is Pinnacle Studio, and as I'm on the website of PinnacleSys.com, I even see the Avid logo up in the top left in a more triangular, less clear that it's actually Avid, but the branding of Avid seems to remain clear. Now, as I was researching this topic, I noticed that in July 2nd, 2012, there was a press release where Corel takes market leadership in consumer video editing software, where Corel announces they've acquired Avid's consumer video editing product lines, including Pinnacle Studio HD and Avid Studio. So it seems that this was something many knew for a while, that they were taking this over. And even announced in this press release is Avid Studio for iPad being in that that announcement. So if you read carefully along enough with this, you would have known this was coming. So Avid Studio is no more, and it is now Pinnacle Studio. And with that said, it's a great app. I'd highly, highly encourage you to pick this app up while it's free and you create videos with it or just have it around so when you need to make videos, it's out there. Now, I should mention, again, it is for the iPad. It is not an iPhone version as well. They don't have an iPhone version quite yet, but Avid Studio is a great app, as is Pinnacle Studio. So I downloaded this right away when I saw this. If you were a customer of Avid, they made it very clear that this is what's happening. As I pull up the screenshot here, I can try to show you what they actually told us as consumers. So as a consumer, they told us the following. Basically, that Avid Studio is being discontinued and that Corel has acquired this and that it is now a product of theirs. And for a limited time, you can get for free. And that basically they did issue an update, version 1.2 of Avid Studio, for improved stability, and basically noting that this will be the final release of Avid Studio for iPad and will be available for a limited time only. They do note, while Avid Studio will continue to work on your iPad, all new features and updates will only be available in Pinnacle Studio for iPad from Corel. For iPad 2 or newer only, iPad 1 not supported. In appreciation of your loyalty, Avid and Corel are providing Pinnacle Studio for iPad no charge from the time through September 18th. So that is the deadline. You have till September 18th to do this. And new features include 1080p export, cloud access with Box, and more. So there are some cool things included in this update. And that is what I have to say here about Avid Studio and Pinnacle Studio. Go out and get it. Highly encouraged. Thanks for tuning into today's show. I didn't want to spend my Labor Day writing up today's episode, so that is what we have for today. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in today. I'll be back tomorrow for a more regular news show. In the meantime, enjoy your Labor Day and make it a good one. And I will talk to everyone again tomorrow.